Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Beef herd liquidation. Some latest perspectives on that in just a moment.
It's the fourth annual joint production sale of Wheeler Farms, MCS Cattle, and Sims Family Cattle Company, 12 noon Saturday, September 24th, at the Wheeler Farms Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. On offer will be 66 Hereford female lots, 14 Angus female lots, as well as 8 service-age Angus bulls. Come and bid in person, or registered bidders may participate on liveauction.tv. For a catalog and to see videos, go to mcsauction.com. For more information, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Beef herd liquidation definitely happening right now. And Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it's primarily all about the drought.
There's little doubt that the drought is accelerating the herd liquidation. Started last year, you know, we were already in cyclical liquidation again from that peak in 2019. But the drought last year accelerated it. The drought this year has accelerated it even more. And it's taking us lower than we really want to be or frankly need to be. But Mother Nature's in control here right now. And until things change, we won't be able to stop the liquidation. Then we'll stabilize and then we'll try to turn around and rebuild this thing. That's all going to play out over the next 1 to 3 years.
Bob Rodenberger with Stockman, Oklahoma, says most of the cattle producers he's working with are doing a good job of orderly liquidation.
What we're seeing, like it at our smaller barns, like in rural America, is our cow kill still up. People are still culling cows. They're not doing anything we shouldn't already been doing. They're culling old and open cows. I haven't got into a set of true young cows yet, which is very positive from my standpoint. Oklahoma City was bigger. I mean, the calves have got to come to town. They're saving the cows. They're coming with calves 30 to 60 days early. We're in a survival mode. People are doing what they should be doing. Nothing's got in the panic mode yet. I mean, I know a lot of us are thinking panic, but people are just responding normally, relieving their cow, trying to get her into the winter in good shape, selling down to however much hay they've got available. The herds that are selling more than normal or have no hay or short on water or both of the above.
Lots of folks are comparing the current drought situation to one that happened a decade ago. Rodenberger says one important difference, though, to keep in mind, and it's a positive.
We're looking at 2011 and 12 again. The thing that we're seeing that we didn't see then is a higher market in the middle of the drought. We did not see a higher market in 2011 and 12 till the end of 13 and 14. And if you think back, that's when the rain, we finally got restocked and reestablished our grasses and our wheat pasture. And then the market came back and we're maintaining a good killing cow market, a good stocker market, and a good feeder market through all this. So there's optimism down the road. I mean, these cattle, these guys are buying, these stockers, if we get wheat or grass, have got a tremendous margin in them, what you can lay them off or contract them or hedge them at, 6 months down the road.
Bob Rodenberger with Stockman, Oklahoma. Now, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel has told us that if wheat pasture does become available, he believes that it could be used somewhat differently than usual for this fall and winter, given the limited hay supply. Proportionally more wheat pasture is likely to be used for cow herds than for stocker production. Even if there is wheat pasture, stocker demand may be a little lighter than usual this year. However, the fall run of calves may also be smaller than usual, so that will balance out. Over the last couple of months, Oklahoma combined auction total for feeder cattle has been up 13% year over year, as feeder cattle have been marketed earlier than usual. Additionally, the auction volume of cull cows has been up 108% year over year in the same period as producers continue to adjust cow herds to match the limited forage supplies that are available for fall and winter. keep in mind as we point toward that next annual cattle inventory report in January of 2023. The beef cow inventory peaked back in 2019 at 31.69 million head of beef cows before declining to January 1 of this year, 30.13 million head, a 4.9% decrease in 3 years. We could expect another 4% decrease this year in January 1 of 2023. At least that's what a lot of folks are starting to expect. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 head will be selling, 225 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls, 50 registered Angus and Hereford springbred heifers, 70 commercial springbred heifers, and 30 commercial fall calving pairs. You can attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and LiveAuction.tv. For more information, go to ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 3rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.